What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, October 4th, 2021, start of a brand new week, and it is even crazier than last week. We have got a lot to talk about today. There's the Pandora Papers. There is a massive outage on social media around Facebook and WhatsApp and a bunch of others. We're going to be talking about that as well. So we're going to do news for as long as we can before we open up the phone lines here. And Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Now, interestingly enough, there is this phenomenon that is really taking hold all across the country, and it's basically people chanting F Joe Biden, and NBC tried to cover it up after the NASCAR Xfinity Series. You can clearly hear on the soundtrack they're saying blank Joe Biden, and the NBC reporter said, no, they're really chanting, let's go Brandon, who was one of the drivers there. And meanwhile, when Joe Biden went to the congressional ball game last week, there were people chanting blank Joe Biden there. The White House has released a videotape of Biden at the congressional ball game in which they have overdubbed people saying, we love Joe, we love Joe, we love Joe. So the propaganda is getting pretty pathetic out there. All righty. The rest of the world is definitely starting to see Joe Biden for what he is and his election for what it is. Biden is too much even for France. The media over there in Europe is declaring American presidential election of a devious, senile halfwit. It was rigged. And everybody knows it was. And so we need to see what's going to happen with that. All righty. Now, Chris Christie is mocking Joe Biden for basically surrendering to the progressive wing of his party in all of this reconciliation bill and everything. And Chris Christie says, you know, why should we be surprised? Biden couldn't stand up to the Taliban. And so, yeah, it's getting really, really bad here. The United States Supreme Court is starting its regular session. This will mark a return to live arguments, with the exception of Justice Kavanaugh, who was diagnosed with COVID and presumably will be sitting in by teleconference. And public approval for the Supreme Court has been sliding, especially since they refused to hear any of the lawsuits regarding the November 2020 election. This session, there's going to be a lot of important laws to decide. They're looking at abortion, guns, and the death penalty. And so, yeah, it's going to be a hot session. What can I tell you? We mentioned this briefly last week, but I'm hearing a lot of talk about this. This is from Patriot Rising. And according to a recent poll, almost half of the voters say it's time to break up the United States into the conservatives get a country and the liberals get a country. Now, that may be a little bit of a problem because the blue states are mostly along the coastlines. And so it's going to be like Pakistan when it was first formed, where it was actually in two different geographical areas. They solved that by one of those geographical areas breaking away and renaming itself Bangladesh. We may see ultimately three new countries come out of this. It will unfortunately mean a new civil war because the blue states do not want to give up plundering the taxpayers in the red states to fund drag queen story hour, so forth and so on. Little bit of news. Apparently, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, you know, the lovebirds, are now cooperating with John Durham. And so that may be making a lot of people inside D.C. very, very nervous. Now, Donald Trump is out there stumping to stop election fraud. And he's calling for he's supporting legislative efforts for a forensic audit in Texas. Now, Trump did win Texas, but he says it's important all states be audited to stop the cheating. And I'm fully in agreement. This basically ends the Democratic propaganda that calls for election audits are a partisan trick. No, Trump wants to audit the states where he won. And I think that was a very smart thing for him to do. Trump is also requesting the Pulitzer Committee revoke the Pulitzer Awards from those journalists at the New York Times and the Washington Post who were pushing the Trump-Russia hoax, which we now know was a complete fiction. And Donald Trump is saying that if the Pulitzer Committee won't withdraw those awards, then their own integrity comes under suspicion. Okay, now here's an interesting little spin on the issue of election fraud. Officials are claiming that misinformation about voter fraud is much more dangerous to the country than the actual threat of election fraud. And what they're trying to do is say that just talking about the election fraud, just talking about all the evidence for election fraud is damaging the credibility of the American elections. No, they are not. It is the fact that there was massive election fraud in this last election that is destroying confidence in the electoral process in this country. And they're not going to get it back while they go on doing things the exact same way, playing games with absentee ballots and, you know, black box computer systems and so forth. Getting into COVID-19, a lot going on there. There are now calls for civil disobedience in Canada. People are rebelling against the vaccine mandates. They're doing it peacefully. They're having picnics in the streets. Now, there is a story up at republicbroadcasting.org that is saying there are reports that martial law will be implemented in Canada sometime between October 8th and 16th. And we're looking for more and more information on that particular story. And hopefully Layla in Canada will be calling in hour number two to give us her perspective from being there in Canada. Meanwhile, in the province of British Columbia, there was a 22-year-old Canadian health worker who got her first shot of the Moderna vaccine and lost the use of her legs, developed significant cognitive impairment, and the authorities are saying she will not qualify for a vaccine passport unless she gets the second shot, no matter how damaging that first shot was to her. And there was an interview with Rebel News. Brenda and Rob Malek, the parents of the 22-year-old Tenley Ksoll, I think it's pronounced, basically said that before the injury, she was an active, vibrant, athletic young woman starting her career as a rehab therapist assistant. And Tenley had recently been engaged. The couple had purchased a fixer-upper home 6 months into her new career, and now her life appears to have been totally destroyed by the vaccine. Over in Israel, they're changing the rules yet again, and they're saying that you have to have 3 doses of the COVID vaccine to get a vaccine passport in Israel. And the 2 million Israelis who've already had 2 shots will lose their quarantine exemption. And this has all sparked new protests in the streets of Israel. They're very, very angry at what's going on, and they have every right to be. Meanwhile, another little embarrassment, there was a cruise, passenger cruise line took off with a 100% vaccinated crew. And a lot of them also had their vaccine passports. And during the cruise, a COVID outbreak happened, once again reinforcing that the vaccines are not effective at preventing COVID. Even the CDC is now admitting, yeah, if you get the vaccine, you can still get COVID. You can still pass it on. So why do we need COVID passports if the net result of the vaccination is no change in the rates of infection? Now, data coming out of the Department of Defense is showing that 60% of the COVID hospitalizations in patients 65 and older are fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, there's another report. This is also coming from the Department of Defense, showing that 7 out of 10 new COVID infections are occurring in the fully vaccinated. So there is clearly a problem there. Senator Ron Johnson was out there on the floor of Congress saying that over in England, 63% of the deaths are in fully vaccinated people. And he was looking at the CDC's vaccine adverse event reporting system showing over 15,000 deaths. And that's even with the CDC's rule that if you die within 14 days of getting a vaccination, which is when most of the deaths are occurring, you're still considered unvaccinated. You know, it's another way of cooking the books here. Over in the United Kingdom, deaths among teenage boys have increased by 63% since they started getting the COVID-19 vaccine. And ever loyal and faithful to Big Pharma, the BBC aired a news report trying to sell the idea that it's perfectly normal for teenagers to drop dead from heart conditions. And no, actually, it isn't. But that's the BBC for you. Network that reported on the collapse of World Trade Center Building 7 22 minutes before it actually happened. Okay, now getting on out to California and the mandating of vaccines for all school kids. CDC numbers are reporting that among children 5 to 17 who had COVID-19, there was one death per 174,803 cases. Now, the Pfizer and Moderna trials with children showed one death per 1,000 vaccinated. So California has actually mandated a vaccine with a mortality rate 174 times higher than the virus itself. We're back in 1976 swine flu territory here. And again, there's another study, this one by Dr. Gerard Delapine from France, basically saying, looking at an analysis of most vaccinated countries, that COVID-19 vaccines increase the number of deaths and hospitalizations from COVID-19. In other words, if you get the vaccination, you are more likely to come down with COVID. And that may be because of the emerging evidence that the way these mRNA vaccines work destroys your own natural immune system, thereby making you permanently dependent on Big Pharma to not catch diseases in the future. Okay. Up in Ontario, they're now recommending against the Moderna vaccine for men 18 to 24 years old. Because of the problems that are surfacing there. And the bottom line is, for people who've already caught COVID and beat it, there are zero reasons to get a COVID vaccine and zero reasons the government should force it on them. And Dr. Fauci was asked, why do people who've had COVID and recovered need a vaccine? He doesn't really have an answer. Just says, get the vaccine, get the vaccine. And Dr. Fauci is definitely becoming a megalomaniac. And he came on out saying that people must give up their rights for the greater good. And he said, there comes a time when you have to give up what you consider your individual right of making your own decision. So there it is. COVID is the justification for a full-blown dictatorship where Big Daddy government just tells you what to eat, what not to eat, what medicines to take, what medicines not to take, and totally controls your life from this point forward. And Dr. Fauci is not ruling out canceling Christmas gatherings this year. You know, Fauci the Grinch here. And it's kind of funny. You can have 30,000 people in a football stadium, but you cannot have 30 people over to your home for Christmas. What is the science behind those conclusions? And Fauci is also out there trying to say that the COVID-19 is not being spread by untested immigrants. He can't actually know that for a fact. And again, said that the virus remains such a threat that traditional Christmas celebrations might need to be canceled. And, you know, the town here of Santa Claus really suffered and took it in the kneecaps last year when Christmas was restricted. So this town may not survive a second COVID Christmas here. So up in Massachusetts, more than 30,000 fully vaccinated residents have now tested positive for COVID-19. And that's probably a combination of the fact that the vaccines aren't working and the fact that the tests being used show a high number of false positives. We really don't have accurate, reliable information to go on. It's just all propaganda and sales pitches here. All righty. American Airlines, Alaska Airlines, and JetBlue have joined United Airlines in requiring that employees be vaccinated against COVID-19. Now, there's an article, actually a video over at BitChute that goes into detail on how the COVID-19 vaccines are literally destroying your natural immune system, you know, and that makes you a permanent customer of the medical industrial complex here. Out in Denver, police officer Jose Manriquez reluctantly took the Pfizer COVID-19 shot to keep his job, and now he can no longer walk by himself. It's sort of a repeat of that Canadian healthcare worker. Now, he's a 34-year-old father of four and a military veteran. He had recovered from COVID-19 and was in good health. Then he got the Pfizer shot. And, yeah, if you take that shot, you are definitely rolling the dice with your life and health, and it is a serious, serious problem. Meanwhile, the CDC released more data today into the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which shows that there are now 1,969 fetal deaths among pregnant women who received a COVID-19 shot, but the CDC is still recommending that all pregnant women get the COVID-19 shot. Okay. And another adverse effect of the vaccines is now showing up. There are thousands of people claiming that their hearing has been damaged from the vaccine. So it's just getting worse and worse and worse. Now, Dr. Peter McCullough, who's become a leading critic of these experimental COVID-19 gene therapies, did a 90-minute presentation on why he thinks these chemicals should be immediately pulled from the market, and said that most deaths attributed to COVID-19 could be prevented with early treatments that had been suppressed by policymakers like ivermectin. So, you know, the government and Big Pharma don't care if people die. You know, it's just the cost of doing business and making a profit. Now, there is a story coming out of the expose in the United Kingdom. There are allegations that Pfizer was conducting experiments on six-month-old orphans to test their COVID-19 vaccine. This is from whistleblowers in Poland, leading to a group of lawyers, medical professionals, and activists demanding members of the Polish Parliament and Senate organize an urgent conference. Actually, that was supposed to have happened over the weekend. But that is really tacky to just, you know, grab these six-month-old orphan babies and start sticking needles in them. Okay, we have to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah.
Welcome back to our show here, and again, a reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your ongoing support to keep on speaking truth to power in these very, very dark and critical times. And first of all, you know, we're very grateful to those of you who have been supporting RBN. I wish I could say it's enough. It isn't. And once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, remember, if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So include a return address, and if you want the t-shirt, we need your t-shirt size. The network thanks you. All righty, getting on back to COVID, New Zealand is going to start phasing out their zero COVID strategy due to their high vaccination rates and the Delta variant. And they really surprised a lot of people back in August when they went into a total lockdown after discovering just a single locally transmitted case, but they're backing off from that now. It's going to be phased out due to growing vaccination rates. And the PM said that what they had done was justified, but it was time to make a change here. Now, Russell Brand has ripped Don Lemon as a reverse racist for saying all unvaccinated Americans should be eliminated from society and left behind. And it's hardly a unique thought to Don. We're hearing that from a lot of different places. It's an us and them mentality, the clean and the unclean. And, you know, one of the things that we're seeing coming to the United States are China-style lockdowns. That's you know, the Biden administration has escalated its increasingly authoritarian approach to managing the threat of the virus, not with much success, I might add as well. By the way, COVID infections decreased by 35% last month. Now, they're saying it's part of this two-month repeating cycle of COVID, and nobody really has an explanation for why it would have such a cycle, but we'll see what's going on. Over in Slovenia, there was a woman who died after getting the vaccine. Now, Slovenia has a vaccine passport system. If you don't have the passport, you can only go to certain gas stations where they have payment by mobile application. You can't work. You can't attend school. And so to get around these limitations, this 20-year-old Slovenian woman, Katja, went for a vaccination last month and died 2 weeks later. Now, the government of Slovenia has said that the family of this woman cannot sue because the vaccination is voluntary. Yeah, with talk about twisting here. Down in Australia, things are starting to really heat up in the streets of Melbourne. But over on the New South Wales, Queensland border, there was a video showing the police standing with the anti-vaccine mandate protesters. So they've had enough of that as well. Over in Romania, they're protesting in the streets, down with the government and freedom without certificates. And you know, Romania had a revolution not too long ago, and maybe they're gearing up for another one here. Over in Switzerland, the police had to block streets as thousands protested the COVID measures in Bern. And there is a massive protest in Italy against the vaccine passports. Dock workers are announcing they're ready to block everything. Just shut the whole economy down here. Over at Twitter, they took to their keyboards yesterday in defense of America's big pharma COVID profiteers, and the fact checkers, so-called fact checkers, circled the wagons around Pfizer, which is developing a very expensive drug that is suspiciously similar to the cheap, time-tested generic drug ivermectin. And this time, Twitter's approved fact checkers trafficked in deception, misinformation, and carefully worded lies to debunk an article from Zero Hedge. Now, Twitter also slapped a misleading label on the obituary of a woman who reportedly died from vaccine-induced thrombotic thrombocytopenia. Say that three times fast. And this triggered a huge backlash. A lot of people are saying big tech has become big pharma's bitch. And the backlash was intense enough that Twitter took down the misleading label from that tweet. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19. Now, all across the United States, angry parents are confronting school boards over the mask mandates. There's concern about the kids having to rebreathe the carbon dioxide. And it's funny because all those climate gate people, you know, like Greta Thunberg, who are screaming that CO2 is bad, don't seem to have an issue with you being forced to breathe your own CO2 back in over and over and over again. But parents are very upset. And as a response, the National School Boards Association, which represents more than 90,000 school officials, have begged President Biden for FBI and Secret Service agents to help protect the school boards against mobs of angry parents. And they basically describe the parents as domestic terrorism and extremist hate organizations. And, you know, the dictatorship is showing itself, and that may in the long run be a good thing. Getting to the international news and starting with Afghanistan, there was a story circulating earlier today that the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan was showing activity, and there were rumors that Chinese military planes were seen landing there. Well, fortunately, somebody decided not to take that at face value. And over at the drive, they took advantage of some of the commercial satellite imaging companies to examine the Bagram Air Base today and going back several days. And they said, no, there are no transport planes there. There doesn't look like there's a lot of activity there. And so once again, little piece of anti-Afghanistan, anti-China propaganda, you know, busted, you know. Again in Afghanistan, and the Marines who are still there were very angry when the Taliban was gaining on Kabul. The Marines engaged in some graffiti, such as blank the Taliban and blank ISIS. And before leaving the Afghanistan, the woke military leaders forced the Marines to erase the graffiti. And this anonymous Marine is saying, you know, my boys had to go pick up every last piece of trash. For who? The Taliban. It was a slap in the face to us. I'm in agreement. I'm absolutely in agreement here. Okay. There was an Islamic State attack on an Afghan mosque killed five people on Sunday, and just hours later, the Taliban completely destroyed the ISIS-K cell. And that is sending a message that Afghanistan does not need the United States to come on in and drop bombs on suspected terrorists, especially after that drone strike against a suspected bomber killed an aid worker and his family. Over in Iran, they're saying that war with Israel has effectively already begun amid a string of recent covert attacks. And some are known and more that are possibly unknown. And a foreign ministry spokesman told the major Israeli national Hebrew language daily newspaper Ma'ariv that Israel has carried out attacks that were intended to destroy our nuclear program for peaceful purposes. And he declared war with Israel has already begun, that Israel has murdered nuclear scientists and harmed the Iranian people. Iran is blamed for terrorism, but there is no good or bad terrorist. The entire crisis in the region is the fault of Israel. And to that, I would add with a little encouragement from the United States here. Now, Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amirabadollahian is calling on the U.S. to unfreeze some $10 billion of Iranian assets as a sign of good faith before Iran returns to nuclear negotiations. And the odds don't look good. The Biden administration has been criticizing Iran's new government since the election and has been looking tepid on renewing the talks in the first place under the encouragement of Israel. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia confirmed yesterday it has had its first round of direct talks with Iran's new government, part of a process begun earlier this year to try and reduce tension between the Gulf's rival Sunni and Shiite Muslim powers. And if Saudi Arabia and Iran grow closer politically, it is going to dramatically change the politics of the region. And I'm sure Israel is not going to be happy with that. Meanwhile, Iran is massing troops, artillery, and armor along its northwestern border with Azerbaijan, and now Turkey is sending troops into Azerbaijan to confront Iran if a war breaks out. So a fight is brewing between Iran and Azerbaijan, Turkey, over trade routes being blocked. And Azerbaijan imposed a $300 truck toll upon only Iranian trucks to travel 40 miles or so along an interstate highway that passes through Azerbaijan to places in Armenia. Now, the road was previously Armenia until Azerbaijan invaded last year and took a big chunk of land, including the highway. All righty. Down in Turkey, a Turkish court sentenced a Kurdish politician to more than 8 years in prison for his alleged links to an umbrella group linked to the Kurdistan Workers' Party. The only problem is the Kurdish politician died 4 years ago of cancer. And so what are they going to do? Dig up the corpse and throw it in a cell? Talk about a pointless exercise. I mean, really here. Over in Ukraine, Ukrainian President Zelensky has been caught using offshore schemes so that his family could receive profits from their undeclared businesses overseas. This according to the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project. And this is information that came out of the Pandora Papers. We're going to be talking about that when we get to the economy. The files also show how another European leader elected on an anti-graft platform, Zelensky, appeared to have used complex offshore arrangements to allow his family to continue benefiting from overseas businesses without declaring it. You know, they're all crooks. What can I tell you here? Meanwhile, over the last 2 days, China sent 77 warplanes into the Taiwan Air Defense Identification Zone. One of the flights consisted of 52 aircraft all at once. It's a major saber rattling. And Taiwan is now wondering if Australia is willing to assist Taiwan should it come to open conflict with China. Okay, so the Taiwan's foreign minister says his country is preparing for war with China and is asking Australia's government for help. And this, you know, we may well be at war with China before the end of the year. And we should remember, China is a nuclear power. And so this could get really, really serious. Now, the U.S. issued a warning to China after the record number of jets entered Taiwan's air defense zone. So everybody's trying to act like China's the bad guy here, even though the U.S. has been interfering in that part of the ocean for a long, long time. Little bit of good news. North and South Korea have restored cross-border communications for the first time in months, just days after the North launched a series of missile tests. So at least they're talking to each other again. And I would love to see them bring back the Sunshine Project, which called for the reunification of the two Koreas. This is something strongly opposed by the United States of America. Over in Israel, soldiers injured 90 Palestinians on Friday during protests at Beit Dajan and Beita towns east and south of the city of Nablus. These were processions against the illegal colonialist activities on Palestinian land. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society has reported the soldiers injured 90 Palestinians. Among the wounded, 13 were shot with rubber-coated steel bullets. 74 Palestinians suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation, in addition to cuts and bruises. Now, one of the victims who was killed with a rubber-coated steel bullet was a child, 11 years old. And, you know, you got to be a real manly man to shoot a kid. So, anyway, down in Australia, there is now a series of resignations. It began with Gladys Berejiklian, who's being investigated for corruption. Andrew Constance quit a few days ago. And now Barilaro resigns as the New South Wales Deputy Premier. And it turns out the corruption investigation is that Pfizer and AstraZeneca paid lobbyists to direct Australia's leaders to push the vaccine mandates. This is coming from a former Australian member of Parliament. And Parliament made these statements a couple of weeks ago. It got a lot of attention, and it triggered the corruption probe. It appears that direct payments were made to these politicians to push the vaccine mandates. Now, little number, a lot of people are not aware of. The United States currently maintains 750 bases in 80 countries. You can imagine what this costs to do. And it's, you know, most of these nations are supposedly friends. So why do we have military bases there? Are we trying to garrison the entire world the way the Roman Empire did? But no, it's time for the U.S. to bring the troops home, save that money, put these people to work, you know, repairing the infrastructure. And speaking of the infrastructure, you know, Biden's and his advisors are saying repeatedly that the $3.5 trillion spending bill is going to cost $0 because we will pay for it. We, meaning presumably the taxpayers. And $3.5 trillion is a lot of money. Now, One American News Network ran a story just a little while ago. 74% of Americans are opposed to this $3.5 trillion giveaway bill. Now, by the way, they keep saying infrastructure, 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 but it turns out that only about 10% of that $3.5 trillion goes for actual infrastructure, and the rest is just liberal giveaways. You know, more money for the illegal immigrants, more money for daycare, further separating parents from their own children. And so it's an ugly situation there. Now, Pelosi kind of ran up the white flag Friday, saying more time is needed to pass a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. That's one of Biden's main agendas. And she had pledged to pass the measure last week. It didn't happen. Progressives threatened to sink it unless it was coupled with the $3.5 trillion spending measure that covers a mixture of social welfare programs. Now, progressives have blinked on this. They're offering to cut the bill down to basically $1.5 trillion. And instead of funding all these social programs for 10 years, fund it for just 5 years, at which point they will ask for more money, no doubt. So, meanwhile, the leader of the House Progressives, Representative Pramila Jayapal, is saying that if the reconciliation bill does include the Hyde Amendment, which blocks federal funding for abortions, that she will not vote for it. So we have politicians on both sides saying they won't vote for it unless it includes the Hyde Amendment. And now we have other politicians saying they won't vote for it if it does include the Hyde Amendment here. Now, here is an article that I think is very important for everybody. It's from Zero Hedge, and it says government debt really is taxation without representation, because taxpayers alive today are repaying the debt incurred by the government before we were even born. And so we never had any choice on that. And so, yeah, we've got this, government debt problem because of reckless government spending. You know, they just have all this money to play with, and they just fling it on out trying to buy votes and popularity. And there's absolutely no sense of responsibility up there. Okay, we have hinted at this. There's a huge new financial scandal, and it's being called the Pandora Papers. It's a little bit of a reference back to the Panama Papers, which came out some years ago, showing how the rich and elite shielded themselves from tax bills for the money they were making. This leak is absolutely huge. It has documents on more than 100 billionaires, 30 world leaders, 300 public officials, and the cash includes 11.9 million files from companies hired by wealthy clients to create offshore structures and trusts in tax havens such as Panama, Dubai, Monaco, Switzerland, and the Cayman Islands. Now, the Australian Tax Authority has already launched an investigation, not into the tax evasion revealed in the Pandora Papers, but they want to find the identity of the leaker, because, boy, you have just really embarrassed the world's ultra-rich, and we're going to get you for that one. Now, interestingly enough, America's wealthiest are not on that data dump. Edward Snowden is out there saying, well, they don't really need to cheat because America's tax laws mean they're not paying a lot of tax anyway, so why would they bother? And interestingly enough, there's another article that came on out of Post News D2, basically saying that tax secrecy, financial secrecy laws in South Dakota have made that state the spot for foreigners who want to conceal millions in assets, and I would presume domestic billionaires as well. I'm going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor?
Back to our show here. We're talking about the economy, and we're talking about the Pandora Papers, and we're going to be seeing a lot of revelations coming out over the next coming weeks because of all the information that's in there. But so far, Claudia Schiffer and Shakira are among the famous faces linked to the Pandora Papers leak, revealing how the super wealthy used offshore companies to accrue wealth and make transactions and avoid taxes. So it's not just the billionaires that need to be taxed here. And again, you know, like we saw with the Panama Papers, probably nothing is going to get done. In fact, if I recall correctly, one of the people who was trying to investigate the Panama Papers died under suspicious circumstances. So we may yet see some wet work around the Pandora Papers here. Okay, new documents have surfaced showing that the Federal Reserve's trading scandal includes two of the Wall Street banks it supposedly supervises, Goldman Sachs and Citigroup. So that scandal is spreading as well. Getting on back to the issue of the debt ceiling and the $3.5 trillion spending spree, Madison Cawthorn slammed Nancy Pelosi, saying, "You stand guilty of financial treason, Madam Speaker." So it's getting testy over there. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki implied that Resident Biden might back Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's approval of eliminating the debt ceiling altogether to dodge future credit distresses. In other words, the credit card is going to have no limits on it, and you will keep getting the bills from that. Okay, over in Great Britain, this is a terrible story to hear at a time when we're looking at massive upcoming food shortages. British farmers are getting ready to cull 120,000 pigs because there is a labor shortage at these slaughterhouses and they can't process the pigs fast enough. You know, maybe they need to get one of those easy what's-its machines here. But they're just going to, you know, kill the pigs and, you know, dump them in a mass grave here. And that's only going to exacerbate the food shortages, which we all know are coming. Over in China, they're still dealing with the Evergrande crisis. And they're talking about a massive restructuring. China is not trying to save Evergrande. They're trying to basically fence it in to try and contain the damage from the inevitable collapse. Trading of Evergrande has been suspended, but they are not the only ones. Let's see, Yingyang, Mojian Group suspended trading, GTI Holdings suspended trading, China Boza Development suspended trading, China Supply Chain suspended trading, Million Stars suspended, iCable Communications suspended, Dragon Crown Group suspended trading, Evergrande and Evergrande Services have suspended trading, Hopson Division suspends trading. So it's a major, the contagion is definitely spreading. Okay, we have to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.